This is the Texas Standard.
If a soldier commits a crime, is that different than if anyone else commits a crime? There's an argument that decisions made in the heat of battle by those sacrificing for their country should be judged differently than others. Representative Brian Babin would agree with that. He's a Republican who represents much of East Texas and the Houston area. Representative Babin recently sent a letter to President Trump asking him to review the cases of service members incarcerated for crimes committed in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. Congressman Babin, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, Laura. It's great to be with you.
So, Congressman, why is this issue on your mind right now? Is there a specific case that you had in mind when you wrote this letter?
There's not really a specific case. We have great concerns about our servicemen and women who are now serving time in prison, you know, for doing combat duty and being subjected to combat situations where these are life or death consequences. And sadly, in some instances, it seems the military and previous administrations have been really too quick to condemn service members for certain decisions that they make while in the heat of battle and in kind of combat situation. These are extremely intense situations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to armchair quarterback and forget what these young men and women have gone through. I've met with a lot of the parents,
mm-hmm.
with the families of some of these young men and women.
What are they saying to you? Are they asking you to help them? Are they saying that these were situations of combat and things should be taken in context?
Talking to the mothers, the brothers, the sisters, it really is sad. You know, it's kind of hard to put yourself in the shoes of someone that supposedly did committed some heinous crime, and then you realize he just saw a friend get blown up, or someone that pretended to surrender, and then fired a shot, or had a suicide vest on, or something like that.
Do you have any idea how many servicemen and women such a review might affect?
Oh, I think it. You know, I can't tell you exactly how many, but I know there's. It's probably around 10 or so.
Oh, okay. So this is a pretty narrow scope then. It's not wide-ranging, not hundreds of cases that you're asking to be reviewed. Though, do you worry that making some exceptions might produce more criminal behavior, or that those might be released that maybe shouldn't be?
Well, I think that's why they need to review the cases. My son was a SEAL. And with 3 deployments to Iraq, and he told me several stories of things that he had witnessed, vehicles that failed to stop when they were supposed to. You never know if these vehicles are full of explosives or whether it's somebody that just doesn't understand. And so let's say someone gets shot over an incident like that. Well, they may wind up in Leavenworth, Kansas over this as well. Or someone who just witnessed an IED go off and know who the bomber is, and in a fit of rage to protect or avenge some of his brethren that were wounded or killed. He may have done something he shouldn't have done. But in the heat of battle and combat, these are things that I think ought to be mitigating circumstances. And if it's justified, then I think they should commute the sentence. Pardon them or lighten the sentence in some form or fashion. We've got terrorists getting out. We've got drug dealers getting out of prison. Why in the world can't we look at some of our soldiers who have fought in one of the most frustrating, long-duration wars in the history of this country?
Representative Brian Babin is a Republican from Woodville. Representative Babin, thanks so much for taking some time for the Texas Standard.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Laura.